Hey, Craig.
Can we bring back the whole Simon News? I just want to make that request official. Well, it was made a long time ago, too. Celeste was going to bring it back, but it never did. I think that's the way it should be.
And part of it was the fact that we've gotten all the businesses.
I'm going to end this meeting.
But it was too late. So we need to have their.
Okay. I'm just gone.
Do you have anything you want to bring up?
Intersections up here. So this is what has been approved. It's going through the public comment period, and what the letter is supporting is this route instead. Basically running along kind of the same route, then it cuts to the east, and then there's a parallel road up North Highway 40 that connects into Potter Lane. So instead of having the road straight up the Northfields, it still has two roads, but they're very close to each other, the parallel. And the idea is to keep the road away from the center of the Northfields. So that's what this is doing.
As I recall, I mean, this was kind of, Jeff Jury mentioned this.
We sent a letter in support of this to UDOT, it would have been a year and a half ago or so. Right. Basically this same concept. At the city council that was in place at that point in time.
And so the idea is we've already got, you know, this infrastructure, this congestion, this growth artifacts all already there. Can we just stay parallel to it with a more efficient route?
Yeah, we're keeping this area untouched because one of the big fears is you end up with this area here that maybe gets annexed into Heber and developed. It's by keeping the road farther to the east that hopefully would keep that development at bay better. That's one issue.
And they're going to say there's homes all the way along that corridor that you're going to have to condemn. That's going to be their big argument.
Yeah, it will be more expensive right in that location because we did have the study showed how many buildings would be affected with either route. And they were roughly the same, but if we run a parallel route right up here, I'm fairly certain the number of buildings goes up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah,
All the way through there. So it would be more expensive.
So that's the only, I'm sure that's probably its cost.
More homes affected, less.
Less fields. Yes. Less north fields. Yeah.
Did anybody go to the tractor thing?
I had to work. I was sick.
I wondered how many. They made it look like there was a lot of people in the press. I was out of town, but I wondered really how many were really there.
Steve Farrell went.
Did he?
Give him a call, he'll tell you.
Yeah.
Just a quick thought.
Honestly, I didn't know about it. I don't do social media anymore. I've just turned it off, but I don't know if there was some other way you were supposed to find out about it.
Just a quick thought on this. This, and I know it depends on how that's laid out, but if the proposal is that the bypass, right, hugs 40, is right next to it, all the way up on the west side, up until you get up to a certain point, that in and of itself could or should basically be able to create, kind of call it a barrier, if you will, for the Northfields all west of that, right? Because you could, in order for that to be effective, you're going to have continuous, right, without access points all the way up to the top there.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't have any crossing points, I guess.
Yeah. The big key is Heber, after this is done, Heber not annexing more property and making it developable.
Or annex up to that line.
Well, there's several really good arguments. One of the ones they made in there was, you know, for animals and whatnot, when we're preserving open space, chopping it up absolutely diminishes its value and its use for those animals. I mean, they can no longer go where they need to go and whatnot. So I think that's a really good argument that even if it's just a little road going through the middle of it, it still chops it up, it divides it, and has major effects. They also were, you know, we do have high water quality standards, and that's not an accident. We love our high quality water and our environment that we have for our families and everything. We love what we have. We don't want to lose that. I think that's absolutely true. And I do think there's risk here. So I don't know. Everyone should review it. But I, at quick scan, and I thought, yes, I do still support this.
So is that proposed municipality dead for that Northfields area?
So I have looked into that recently because we can't move forward on increasing our annexation declaration boundary until that is dead. It's not completely dead. It's sitting in the county clerk's office right now. There needs to be a feasibility study done, and my understanding is that needs to be paid for. It has been paid for, and so it's just sitting there right now. But we can't overlap a proposed incorporation of a city, and so we've got to wait for that to die.
So they do have enough of a progress that they're kind of in line.
Yeah, we actually got it in writing from the clerk's office from the county. It's just our next step is, well, what's the drop dead date on this thing? When will it die?
Does that one, that doesn't cover the corner. That wouldn't change the annexation of that corner of River Road and.
I think that's already been annexed into Heber. Yeah.
That's what I thought, but I was thinking that's what they were really trying to do. But.
Yeah.
All righty. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
That was Lisa and Andy.
I just got, FYI, I just got a text back. I asked Eric if he ever going to meet Friday at noon.